Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gil Flores. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Nino Espinosa. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nino Espinosa. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second, the center fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Foley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Flores moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Flores scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeJesu moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. DeJesu moves to third. Gross moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo hits a pop-up into center field. Flores settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Norman moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norman moves to third. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Flynn is walked intentionally. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Espinosa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rochel is hit by the pitch. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flores is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flores hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards the mound. Rochel fields it and throws to first for the out. Flores moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flores moves to third. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive towards short. DeJesus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing center field. Greg Gross now playing right field. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Norman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norman hits a pop-up into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Flynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Flynn reaches third base with a triple. Maddox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flores is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Flores is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Montanez moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. DeJesus scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to second for the out. Gross scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flynn hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinosa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Espinosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. One out. Rick Ruschel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruschel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruschel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flores is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Flores hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Flora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Willy Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Lenny Randall now playing third base. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Larry Bii. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Scott steals second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing third base. Tim Blackwell now catching. Donnie Moore now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flynn strikes out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Randall steals second. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Flores is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Flores bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to third. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeJesu is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Flores settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Mioli pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.